Hello, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. This week, we have central banks on the podium and US trade representatives meeting with their Chinese counterparts in Shanghai. Bank of Japan's rate decision and briefing on Tuesday will also be key. Overall, although the overall strength in the recent US economic data, expectations remain that FOMC will lower rates by 25 bps this week. Non-farm payrolls on Friday should also provide us with impetus on the direction of the U.S. yield curve. The consensus are calling for 169,000 jobs, while no change is expected on the hourly earnings for the month of July. Falling bond yields across developed nations to record lows are also providing a strong technical support for U.S. Treasury bonds, with yields anchoring close to the 2% level. Boris Johnson's Brexit crisis cabinet meets for the first time today. The six senior ministers will gather every day until October 31st. Johnson is prepared to suspend parliament or hold an election to thwart those who might obstruct him. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and U.S. Trade Representative Robert head to Shanghai today for the first high-level face-to-face negotiations since it all broke down in May. In contrast to the wider dovish monetary policy actions and sentiments, PBOC government Yi Gang announced last week that the country's policy rate is at an appropriate level. This has led to some underperformance in the Chinese sovereign futures, while the Bloomberg Barclays Chinese Aggregate Index has underperformed its peers. With Chinese regulators tightening the laws for issuance of US dollar debt, it is expected that China developers' land buying spree, which reached US $200 billion in Q2 2019, would cool down. This is expected to be positive for strong Chinese property developers such as Vank, Coli, CR Land and Longfor, as a low leverage offers them more firepower. Australia and New Zealand benchmark yields hit record low as expectations of further policy rate cuts are being priced in. Last week's dovish announcement by the Australian Central Bank Governor Love, the futures curve has priced in two more rate cuts by September 2020. Bank of Japan starts its two-day policy meeting today. While Kuroda has been dovish in all of his announcements, market doesn't anticipate any rate cuts, and the consensus is that the policy rates will remain at minus 0.1%. On the macroeconomic front, Europe is going to find out this week how bad the economy has become. On Wednesday, the market will track the euro area inflation, which is expected to be 1.1%, the lowest since early 2018, and Q2 2019 GDP growth that is widely expected to be 0.2%. Investors might have to wait longer than anticipated for this Indian sovereign bond in US dollar terms. Since there is an unexpected reshuffle at the top of India's finance bureaucracy, Finance Secretary Subhash Chandra Garg, who was widely anticipated to be the architect of the move, has requested early retirement in an unusual move from a senior Indian civil servant. This is expected to be negative for 10-year G-Secs, which are tightened post-announcement of the foreign currency bond issuance in the budget speech early this month. That's all, and thank you very much.